Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting third. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wynn Hawkins. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Wynn Hawkins. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting second. The second baseman, Nellie Fox. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Al Smith. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Bauman. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Frank Bauman. And now, play ball. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Temple catches it and throws to first to double up Robinson. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a pop-up towards third. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Held reaches second base with a double. Wynn Hawkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hawkins bunts towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Held moves to third. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 1 in the game. Temple hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Held scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 1 in the game. Kirkland strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hawkins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Bauman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauman hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Robinson moves to second. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Robinson moves to third. Fox moves to second. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 1 in the game. Sievers is hit by the pitch. Robinson scores. Fox moves to third. Landis moves to second. It's Indians, 1, White Sox, 1. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox scores. Landis scores. Sievers moves to second. It's 3-1, White Sox. Bobby Locke now pitching. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-1, White Sox. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aparicio moves to second. Frank Bauman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauman is 0 for 1 in the game. Bauman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Locke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 1 in the game. Niemann hits a pop-up towards first. Sievers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Romano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Romano moves to second. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-1 in the game. Power hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Held hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Temple hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Locke moves to third. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-2 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Locke scores. Temple moves to second. It's 6-2, White Sox. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-2 in the game. Kirkland hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Temple moves to third. Pearsall moves to second. Don Larson now pitching. Tito Francona pinch hits for Bob Niemann. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona takes first base on ball 4. Temple scores. Pearsall moves to third. Kirkland moves to second. It's 6-3, White Sox. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Pearsall scores. Kirkland moves to third. Two outs. It's 6-4, White Sox. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Phillips strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Tito Francona now playing left field. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Sievers hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Minoso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-2 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Held hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Larson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Locke strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lawler strikes out. Two outs. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-4, White Sox. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Robinson. The throw from Romano and he is safe. Robinson steals second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Temple hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Larson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Sievers takes first base on ball 4. J.C. Martin pinch runs for Roy Sievers. Minnie Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held misplays the ball. That's an error on Held. Martin moves to second. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Smith hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 10-4, White Sox. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. J.C. Martin now playing first base. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Francona takes first base on ball 4. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Romano bunts towards the mound. Larson fields it and throws to first for the out. Francona moves to second. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Francona scores. It's 10-5, White Sox. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-3 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Martin, and towards Fox, who fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering, for the out. Phillips moves to second. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Held strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Indians 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Daly now pitching. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Larson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 4-for-4 in the game, with four singles. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly fires to first and picks off Robinson. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Walt Bond pinch hits for Bill Daly. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Temple hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. he's got one RBI. Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 10, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.